All right, folks, gather round. This is Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild world of social media. Today's topic? It's a doozy. It's about something we all experience, loneliness, and how it's strangely linked to those endless scrolls on our phones. Ever felt like you're surrounded by people but still utterly alone? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through Instagram, seeing everyone having the time of their lives, going on amazing adventures, looking effortlessly happy. And then you're staring at your own reality, wondering what went wrong? Yeah, we've all been there. But here's the kicker, sometimes, social media can actually make us feel lonelier, even when we're surrounded by connections. Let me break it down for you. There are 5 key things to understand about this connection. Number 1. Remember that highlight reel everyone's putting out? It's not reality, folks. People tend to share their best moments online, the vacations, the successes, the seemingly perfect lives. It's like a curated collection of snapshots that rarely reflects the full picture. And when we compare our everyday lives to this carefully crafted version of others' realities, it can make us feel inadequate and disconnected. Second, social media thrives on instant gratification, quick likes, fleeting comments, a dopamine rush every time you post something. But these superficial interactions don't necessarily build meaningful connections. True connection takes time, vulnerability, and real-life interaction. It's like comparing a drive-through burger to a home-cooked meal. They both satisfy your hunger momentarily, but one is far more nourishing and fulfilling. Third, the endless scrolling can become a black hole, sucking up hours of our time that could be spent connecting with people face-to-face. It's easy to get lost in the virtual world, forgetting about the real connections right in front of us, friends, family, even strangers at the coffee shop who might become lifelong buddies if we just put down our phones and strike up a conversation. Fourth, social media can create an illusion of connection that ultimately leaves us feeling more isolated. We might have hundreds of friends online, but how many of those connections feel truly genuine? How many people do we actually talk to regularly, share our vulnerabilities with, or rely on for support? Building real relationships takes effort and authenticity, something that often gets lost in the digital realm. Finally, remember this, social media is a tool. It can be used for good, connecting with loved ones, finding communities, sharing ideas, but it's important to use it consciously and intentionally. Be mindful of how much time you spend scrolling, who you follow, and what content you consume. It's like having a super-powered magnifying glass. It can help us see the world in incredible detail, but if we hold it up to ourselves for too long, it can distort our perception of reality. Think about that last week. You know, when you were scrolling through social media, how many times did you catch yourself comparing your life to others? How much time did you spend wishing you had what they had? And how did those feelings make you feel? Probably a little down, right? We've all been there. But here's the beauty of it. We have the power to change that. Imagine this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, laughing and having a good time. You put your phone away, no scrolling, no comparing, just being present in the moment. You connect with someone new, sharing stories and discovering common ground. You feel energized, happy, and genuinely connected. That's the power of real-life interaction, something social media can't quite replicate. So what's the takeaway here? It's not about ditching social media entirely, it's about using it consciously and intentionally. Be mindful of how it makes you feel, be selective with your content, and prioritize real-life connections over virtual ones. Remember, folks, true connection comes from shared experiences, genuine conversations, and being present in the moment. Don't let social media steal your joy. Go out there and build those real-life connections. And if you found this helpful, share it with someone who might need to hear it, because sometimes, the best way to overcome loneliness is to help others do the same. Until next time, keep scrolling wisely, friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.